Blog Talk Radio.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Yo, yo, what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cup. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond. Blech.
What's up with it, y'all? Man, don't change that sound. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And you tuned in live to Off the Cuff Radio. Better not touch that down. Wiggling.
Yeah, yeah, this is Cassidy, the hustler. And right now, you listening to the Guillotine. Show them the respect they deserve, man. Off the Cut Radio, man. Y'all already know how they doing it, man. I need y'all to stay tuned. They've been doing it for years. So show them the respect they deserve. And you heard it out of bars, mom. Easy.
Keep it moving like this. Yo, this your boy Rampage. You're not rocking with the best. With Off the Cut Radio. Classic. History. Fix your face to all you haters. We off the cuff, baby.
What's up, everybody? This your girl, Bonnie Dollars, the queen of trap, representing Crenshaw. And you are now tuned in with Off the Cuff Radio. What's up?
What's up, y'all? This is Miss Irresistible, giving a shout-out to the live show on Friday nights, Off the Cuff Radio. And I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
Hey, what it ain't, what it do. Chilly Chill from that original Lynch Mob. Off the Cuff Radio, always where it's at on Friday night. West West, y'all.
Yeah, this is how to kill God. How to kill God, Holocaust, Crusade, Zionism, Jihad. Yeah, yeah. They call me iconoclastic. My head on a platter like John the Baptist. Blasphemous, heretic, conceited, bastard. I just ask the questions the preacher can't answer. Like why Christians in prison say amen when that's the Egyptian sun god Amun-Re. Ain't that a sin to say? And ain't that pagan? And ain't pagan meaning Satan. And if Satan gave mankind liberation, his worship of knowledge is him more revelation. A Freemason, this how to kill God. Holocaust, Crusade, Zionism, Jihad. Wrath, cast, God, body, MC. 18th letter, Jehovah, God, son, and me. My freestyles ain't free. Impossible, like one divinity divided into three. Same people that rape and beat you, teach you. Rabbits lay chocolate eggs on Easter. Mormons believe Prophet Joe Smith. Say Christ appeared in America in 1820 and shit. To black people was cursed. Preached polygamy and told the white man to rule the earth. Use hard steel, racist as can be. To motherfuck Donnie and Marie. Giving religion with no proof. Crucify the facts, I doubt your truth. This is how to kill God. Get 10 commandments, break all 10 laws. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, but worship a white man on the cross, put your faith in it. I'm not anti-Christ, not anti-Islamic, anti-Semite, never. Rather be like me when the Matrix, they made us slaves and changed our names. Now it's our lineage they trying to claim. But I am the same, direct descendant of King David through the passion of Christ. Cause Mary Magdalene was really Jesus' wife. Original Hebrew, black philosopher Jew. Persecuted by the Romans, the chosen few. Illuminati stole it from the Egyptian mystery school. Started flipping our tools. And perverted our math. Master Masons learned who God is. Giving them gas, addicting to crack. Poverty, miseducation, plague. Oh Lord, this is how to kill God.
To make this
again. Baby Moses was found in the boat in the river by Pharaoh's daughter, must have been a black man. She raised him as her own son. How black women pass off a white child as her own one. Research is all true, that's why I'm a cynic. Why should I believe in your God? He's schizophrenic. Three personalities, guilty of incest. Son, his own father, never had sex with his mama. Catch Holy Ghost, CIA killed God. Center every pentagram is a pentagon. Los Angeles City, peace the plan. Trying to scam human beings like broke you can. 666 microchips in your hand. Navigation your whip started the program. But Uncle Tom Bradley chipped a pet. Same satellite they track you with GPS. Hit cats and dogs in the 1980s. Probably on the low chipping newborn babies. Niggas call me crazy, crazy spectator. Since my soul at stake, I'm a collectator. If I'm going to hell, you express elevator. Christmas, you celebrate a pagan holiday. Mithra, Adonis, Dionysus, Osiris, same birthday. Who rose on the third day? Yeah, this is how to kill God. Holocaust, crusade, Zionism, jihad. Yeah, this is how to kill God. Racism, sexism, every ism is a schism.
Say third time's a charm, huh? Yeah, yeah. He want the truth. Nigga, you want the truth. You want the truth. Yeah. The waterproof MC. Still ain't wetting me. Y'all need to stop snitching. See what the fuck happened to Cool B. Cause B, no matter how much green you make, you never taste the wheat grass. You sweet cheeks, I'm sweet, sweet back, badass. It's skeet, skeet, I'm rad cash. Creep, creep, no left eye, the black mask. Oblique heat, faggots coughing with a pink wreath. 50 shit niggas do like Stephen Cheek Keith. Yeah, it's that third degree freezer burn. Zero dark 30, black Jesus sperm. Pyramids in Giza, very dead men. So fuck your name like the Washington Redskins. Don't just quote in the source for the perfect verse. Had to come 360 like a circle jerk. Pause, fuck the police and they lost. Your arms too Stephen Hawking to be boxing with God. Nigga, you want the truth?
You can't handle the truth.
You want the truth?
You can't handle the truth.
Homie, you want the truth?
You can't handle
playing
the truth.
Playing the game of life. What? Solo or night. You want the truth?
You can't handle the truth.
Nigga, you want the truth?
You can't handle the truth.
You want the truth?
You can't handle
playing
the truth.
The game of life. Solo or night. I'm headed for self-destruction. Core IQ reduction. Want a motherfucking bitch with hits like Kate Upton. Spaghetti Western and Normandy. This is 2020, niggas. And informally, the artist known as underrated. Best ever did it. Chopped the crown of the king with his head still in it. Infinite revolt like the Breakfast Club. I'm outta here, the atmosphere like a second slug. Cause niggas in America dressing like bitches and call that styling. I might move to Trash Island. Trying to escape the end days for real. When all the ozone polar bears and straight men is killed. Still, I'm illmatic to ailmatic to mathematics. I rap traffic to rap addicts, I'm trapmatic. Courtesy of Apollo Brown. I piss miracles, he turning wine to water now. You want the truth?
You can't handle the truth.
You want the truth?
You can't handle the truth.
Homie, you want the truth?
You can't handle the truth.
Playing the game of life. Solo or night. You want the truth?
You can't handle the truth.
Nigga, you want the truth?
You can't handle the truth.
You want the truth?
You can't handle
playing the game of life. Solo or night. Thrice.
Talk trash, me and Raz to get the last laugh. Run a train on your sister with a fast ass. Just for thinking that you could challenge us man to man. We'll break your legs just to prove that you don't stand a chance. Once we bomb these clowns, will they respond, please? I'm from a town where cats shady as palm trees. Rappers beyond sleep, punking out for a payday. Was hood first, now you on stage doing the nay-nay. I'm going crazy when I hear the shit they dropping lately. Y'all need to stop and give it up like an adopted baby. I can't promise you'll navigate through my topic safely. I made some profit, but I'll never say that profit made me. I wouldn't care if you won 10 Grammys. The trade-off would be you modeling men panties. So bombing you is what we gonna do to stomp out the buffoonery you fools are voluntarily conforming to.
You want the truth?
You can't handle the truth.
You want the truth?
You can't handle the truth.
Homie, you want the truth?
You can't handle
playing
the truth.
Playing the game of life. Solo or night. You want the truth?
You can't handle the truth.
Nigga, you want the truth?
You can't handle the truth.
You want the truth?
You can't handle
playing
the truth.
The game of life.
Solo or night, thrice.
Upcoming artists, you know, that there's so many artists out there. Give them some tips of how you guys stay true and have been able to hone your craft and be as dope as you are.
It's easy. Don't be a fuck nigga.
I like how this going down. Picking avenue, running around with a savage crew. Stick it to yourself. Ain't nobody as bad as you. But the truth is, you don't know what the booth is. I feel for you, Shaka Khan. You don't know where the roof is. You don't get it, the heights you reaching are astronomic. All the way up to a loop-de-loop, you have to vomit. Pack your comment, your Twitter rant is a bitter chant. Doing things in our lobby, dabbing spitters can. You hard-pressed to get a stamp of approval. I shall proceed if I get a chance to remove you. Sayonara, I got a flow you can try and borrow. Can't perfect it, you get rejected and die in horror. You can cry tomorrow, but today is ours. We trying to rise and colonize like invading powers. You can say the towers will never be twins again. I run the town, the beat side of the winds again.
Some say the 90s shit is better than the new shit. I just love good music. Do it for the culture. Do it for the culture. Classic hip hop, it will always be my favorite. Boom, bap, go and tell the DJ, play it. Do it for the culture. Do it for the culture.
I am unforgettable, uncut lyrical, unfuckwittable, line for line, unparalleled. When I pull off spit at you, so with these top 50 list the critic do, pitiful. Niggas ridicule greatness when you alive, they worship your images when you die. Hypocritical, as a Roman wearing a cross, I do it for my tribe even if I took a loss. Real hip-hop heads worldwide, I'm currently surfing till Galactus arrive. No rapper survives. I love water and vagina, cause that is the vibe. The co-created by your environment, homegrown. The bold circle above the feet of dying bones. Do you explore our style, steal our sound, and say the N-word when you think niggas ain't around? R&B soul singers got replaced with boy bands. Black female singers got Aguilera and Spears. I watch Super Bowl and Post Malone and selling beers. But it's black counterparts made hits for more years.
I say the 90s shit is better than the new shit. I just love good music. Do it for the culture. Do it for the culture. Classic hip hop, it will always be my favorite. Boom bap, go and tell the DJ, play it. Do it for the culture. Do it for the culture.
Do it for the culture. Master Ace. Stap on the vocals. Razz Cat. High tech on the banger. Yo, Seth, watch me gangsta baby shark. For the coast. Yeah, do it for the coast.
How was back here, inspired by Crush Groove, B Street. Boys in the hood dropped, had a deuce five, the cheapie. Might pull up at the sideshow, elite jeeps and street sweep. I'm a rider, we run the road like meep meep. Deep in that fuckery, luckily mama pray, love is a luxury, bro. You pay the males in custody. I see lanes with choker chains and goofy kicks. These rap niggas be more groupy than the groupy chicks. These thirsty dudes that shove a baby to get an IG pic and call it Brandon. Must be Trojans, you be rotting dick. They told us rap was real spitting. Pull at the fake cats, getting most of power positions. You artificial, these artifacts. I should win Pulitzer Prizes for the art of rap. Ahmad Arbery got me jogging with the gat. How these rednecks slaughter black. It's either that or heart attack. I'm idolizing the best you ever slept on. Keep sleeping. Kill you in your dreams like Freddy with the gloves bleeding. Good times, I'm Lenny, I got plenty. Satisfy your bitch, I give it a dick al dente. I got options, wifey never be my solo mente. Fuck a ball and chain, have all my foot, Kunta Kinte. V-E-R-S-A-C-E, pronounced Versace. So are you living in my posse and lot of my fossy? Talk shit behind my back cause you scared of the Debo. Can't drink after nigga, might as well be shivering the needle. Modern day Abraham, I'm preparing the Hebrew. You've been harmless your whole life, you a fucking placebo. Took my kindness for weakness, I fuck it, I'm evil. Replace them with a new Negro like I'm doing a Cheeto. And nobody even noticed, no how it MC you. Leave you with fetal, feeding out consult of the seagull. Signed to the same label as the Beatles. Stole my masters and played the victim, hashtag me too. Fuck this industry, fuck you rap niggas.
Aye.
I'm a contract killer, attempt
to clap. When y'all niggas went to Hollywood, I was left stranded. I saw my last pack when your jet landed. I'm Fred Sanford. I pick up a brick then slam it. Left hand that I turn it into the paint. Dripping off a wet canvas, I'm burning it till it fades. Yes, damn, it's an infrared landed on your headband, then scanned it. Left your forehead slanted, I was left for dead famished. Counting blood money, left red-handed. I put racks on top of racks, bread sandwich. Word to Jesus, I pray to God, son, and Fred answered. Forget manners, niggas that judge me got left standing. I push your wig to the next planet, while the casket by the dirt gets planted. The jackhammer in it to the man and it's carving a brick, all in a fresh granite. While y'all slept in a hammock, I'm stretching the grams of the stress in ceramic. Keith Palm machine, said the mechanic. He walks the scene through depression is manic. Yet under pressure, y'all expect him to panic. I just expected to vanish before it left the Atlantic. Translated from Spanish with a Mexican pamphlet is on American standard, stretched in Hispanic. It still kills the regular standard. From Brooklyn to Queens, from the belt to the van, we can still melt in the transit. Never left it abandoned, I'm left chanting. This is the next anthem while the feds are camping. I'm Fred Hampton.
Hey!
Jeez.
Niggas couldn't provoke them. That bloody chainsaw, brother, now look who's awoke. This leather face for the novel, the book done blew open. Brooklyn to Oakland, I'm a murderer, but it's good for promotion. My desire is different, it's fire proficient. Caught so many bodies that I require assistance. Accurate shooter, the sniper from distance. Twice as consistent, I just keep coming back. They like the persistence. These niggas is visibly shaken, don't get me mistaken. Add it up and do the math, they don't fit the equation. Blood is on my chainsaw, someone get me an apron. Leatherface, I'm in my own lane, yet they sick me with shakes. This shit is more vicious than brutal. I rip through these pools, mask made of human skin, the whole kit and caboodle. I'm a fucking gangster, I'm considered a guru. Braveheart, fresh out the graveyard, and they did it with voodoo. This more than just rapping, I'm quarterbacking, caught them lacking. I'm handing out bullets, I autograph them, bitch. That bull's a death, and three quarters platinum. So trippy, I might splash you niggas, I bought the napkin. Now my purpose is clear, I flirt with the terror. I woke up like I'm possessed, broke this verse in the mirror. Nobody put in more work in this era. Body the best, I'm hiding from Johnny Quest. Get a turban preparer. Yeah, I'm a unicorn in a human form. Once my eyes open, it's like I turned a computer on. I paint you a pretty picture, I got the Rugatron. I got blood on my Louis Vuittons, I'm the new Saddam. Nigga, dig the vibe of my sticker side. Nothing face, I jumped out the grave like it's alive. They was clapping when they thought I was finished, like Hitler died. I came back a whole bigger size and heard niggas cry. Yeah, I've been watching the hatred, you got to embrace it, cause it's logic. I feel like I've been locked in the base. Now falling off is a comical state. I've not been complacent. Tombstone, the competition, get dropped through the pace. Pain.
Thank you.
fucked up now. Fuck you supposed to do? It's all fucked up now. Fuck it, cut your wrist. Yo. When I spit, it's almost like aiming guns at fools. Don't place your rap career on that journey. I kill a mic like Run the Jewels. I kill a mic like Conrad Murray. Picture this getting ugly, call it Dorian Gray. Midichlorians, the force is strong, I'm sorry to say. YouTube buffoons, trust the snake and bit the apple. When niggas ain't laughing with you, niggas just laughing at you. These rappers got whack hit songs, and I congrats you, no disrespect. Don't get upset when I don't dap you. And no, I'm not hating, I just don't feel that shit. Cause every song in a club sounding like this. Turn up, turn that shit off though. Homie with the lyrics, that too pussy, a pair of cash, most inscription, no Miramax. I wear your wifey out like a pair of slacks. Like Google Maps, nigga, this is where it's at. Flush it all down and shit it, that's a downward spiral. Suicide or lie, kid, you might go viral. What goes up must come down. What the fuck you supposed to do, it's all fucked up now. Flush it all down and shit it, that's a downward spiral. Suicide or lie, kid, you might go viral. What goes up must come down. What the fuck you supposed to do, it's all fucked up now.
Sick with the rhyming, abusing my time in. I'm errorless, barking, my music is timeless. Rhymes from the analog bulldog with long fangs. I send wolves at rappers who say the wrong things. Bad for the hunted, great for the hunter. These .com lyrics pelted with the hollow point screen smash. Now it's back to the follow point, green cash. Gun butted, you got a mean gash. Faceplate broke on the floor, you start to bleed fast. Safe, staying safe in the floor, we need your weed stash. Brick robbers sitting bombs to the laptops of bitch flawless. Trained in the backyard, no SIM card. Boom bap shit and staying in the gym hard. Hard, no rainbow, this is the thing, yo. We're part of the game, no. The crack of the shot, grandma really should hang, no. Wrapped in Confederate, Frederick. Straight through hundreds of terabytes of all the shit you bite. MC from the era, a spitting right. Shit is tight. Rat cap was right.
Must come down. What the fuck you supposed to do? It's all fucked up now. Flush it all down and shit it at the downward spiral. Suicide or lie, kid, you might go viral. What goes up must come down. What the fuck you supposed to do? It's all fucked up now.
I got so many rhymes I could fill up a gigabyte. No publishing, the way these fucking niggas bite. Rappers don't even know who they write is. All this whack shit gave my computer the virus. Niggas sending threats through the Gmail. That ain't gangsta. Only thing you blasting is the email. Hip-hop is so suicidal. Rest in peace, turn the profile blue. Title.
If I was a singer, I'd be Tony Soprano. I'm a finger to more keys than Beethoven's piano. I'm out of rapper, motherfucker. When I talk, I rhyme. I'm out of actor, even swear I never saw that nine. I turn you red, black for that green. My bullets is after. With a credit, if I rob you, I only be practicing. Cause in this world, fuck what a nigga say. I never wrote a will, cause that's a dead giveaway.
The Alchemist.
Yeah, yeah, act up, baby.
Smack you, who babble flammable met? Deadly the mammal, don't wear no fucking backpacks. I ain't no gangsta rap, just a normal ass nigga trying to make some snaps. So may the 850 be with me. Everyday tipsy with at least a crisp 50. Swiftly, walk like an Egyptian. Diss me, miss me, right till I'm broke with it like a sissy. Nephew, we still doing so much. I'm pissing on your Michelin. Back of an expedition in Michigan with bootleg. Go home like fuck expedition. Just cause I'm the shit nigga, back up in this bitch again. Conceited bastard, always gon' have the last word, bruh. What's wrong with you? That's a no condo. Slow your roll like crew. I'm bigger and blacker than Don Poo. And that's big time like grandfather clock. Cartier think watch transform at the top. From Raz Cash Pop, we on deck. Crowd breaking they neck. Skills, money, sports, fitness, clothes, gadgets, and sex. Guess I'm a Maxa man, and I'm Maxweller than that. Cause I never gotta make up with my blacktail rat. So drink, smoke, fuck all night. Like if my homie Mint Fleet walked the street with two backwards left feet.
It's alright.
Holla back, real cool motherfucker. Pop your collar to that. Come on.
Yeah. Worldwide, it's on. All my niggas, you can
bounce. From being the star, baby. Like Boy George, one dress from being the first lady. Maybe rap fans in 1580, 380 stash in SLK Mercedes. Either raise the roof or make the wall shrink. Floors drop out. Spit so cold when I walk, my balls clink. Doors I hop out. Ain't always been luxury, but fuck with me. I'm that nigga twice with a frozen bottle of Avion. Now rock ice, love BET. Cause they always support. Who wake up at noon, get a pipe, then go to work. Got my 5-second cameo with Eddie Griffin and Foolish. Now I wanna do it to Jennifer Love Hewitt. Live from C. Austin, known for flossing with a fly bitch that resembles Rosario Dawson. Who wanna be at $1 billion? Cause I'm a by the Bahamas, smoking marijuana with the Dalai Lama. Feed my baby mama the freshwater piranha, sipping my wet Shandana. Partner, a lot of niggas claim they the sauna. I'm hotter than Soleil with gonorrhea in Ghana.
Yeah, yeah.
up and penalize. Trying to be living right. It's hard to be civilized when you the little guy. But now I'm finna ride. Feel like I got a growth spurt. Nobody can school me. I did my homework. No Charlamagne in my spec, baby. Can't tell I've been stressed lately. Facts gravy, checks daily. My worst day look the best, baby. That's confidence with accomplishments. Trying to conquer shit, how my time is spent. A champion and I'm convinced. Trying to chase the ring like Sonic is. Rhyme with this, my rap flows in attack mode. I can do anything you can ask for. I care the things to my back, bro. Facts though, solidify. Come if you want, nigga, mini try. I can't be defeated, I ain't conceited. Nigga, that's really why. I can't be identified with the silly guys at any time. They hate when you symbolize a nigga wise with many ties. Gotta give me mines regardless. What I've been through's retarded. Keep it a thigh while I'm honest. Real niggas gon' make it, I promise. Nigga, solidify. Solidify. If I said I wasn't, if I said I wasn't, you know I really lie. Solidify. Solidify. I come from a place you gotta be safe. Yeah, niggas really die. Solidify. 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 They getting mad. They getting mad. Cause I don't really try. Solidify, solidify, solidify,
solidify, solidify,
it's still a ride,
it's still a ride,
it's solidified,
solidified. Haters is terrified, I just still ain't verified. I'm destined for better times, a fake you ain't never lied. Straight facts, I spit better rhyme. Freak a bitch like a fed a line. Got killers from Paraguay, he ain't dead and he paralyzed. I'm in paradise with a paradigm. Damn Brazilian lifestyle, that is the paradigm. Home in with a paradigm, double tap, no poker. Champagne dreams, if I gotta pull a OJ, make mimosa. Earn my spot, got it out the mud though. Shot my shot, swept under the rug though. Industry tried to get rid of me, blackballed. But I got black balls and a big dick, that's why I act hard. Two sandwiches, short of a picnic. That mean the flow crazy. West Coast, Nas, Chuck B, and Jay-Z. So when they ask about cash, tell them I'm the GOAT, was gone, but I'm
solidified. Solidified. If I said I wasn't, if I said I wasn't, you know I really lied. Solidified. Solidify. I come from a place you gotta be safe. Yeah, niggas really die. Solidify. 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 They getting mad.
They getting mad.
Cause I don't really try.
Solidify.
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 It's still a ride.
It's still a ride.
It's solidify.
Solidify. Be collected. FX. RK. The legacy is intact. You know what the fuck it is? All we got is our word and our balls, nigga. And we don't break up for nobody.
Gotta give me mines regardless. Solidify. Gotta give me mines regardless. Solidify.
FX. RK. Be collected.
Solidify.
Be collected.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. The homie John John up in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Mr. X to the Z.
Uh-huh.
With a public service announcement for all you faggot-ass rappers.
What's that?
Thinking just because the nigga rapping with a label behind him, it's all great.
Yeah.
Modern day pimping hoes going on in this shit.
Look.
Ask TPMZ. Rap is still out of control. Cause hip hop plus Glock equals Scott La Rock, Tupac, and Biggie Smalls. I figure y'all niggas brawl for lack of protocol.
Yep.
Now I'ma take matters into my own hands. Like masturbation. Another 39 suicidal rappers at Heaven's Gate. Waiting to battle with Satan, rap assassination, taking hands like a decapitation. Trapped in infatuation,
really?
Back up off, kiss my ass, then wake up and smell of coffee. See, when you're broke and unknown, your baby mama clowns you, a family down you, don't want your own kid around you. You ain't shit, don't do shit, ain't gon' never be shit, so it's quit. Two videos later, she on your dick. When your album's selling, she don't worry, be happy. Drag it to a friend, that's just my baby daddy. And sadly, niggas start acting like they shit don't stink, but wait. You getting cut like the wedding cake. The music biz is straight mafioso. You with Italiano and black. My BMI, ass cap, platinum plaque, rap trap. Bootleg my shit to Japan and swap beats, sell my same shit back. Long sharks break legs, we break beats, state to state. A record deal that sits along with a fucked up interest rate.
Music, please.
like a label with the devil. On V-pop, gospel to heavy metal. They get dope pimping the ghetto. Label mate, different rat in the same rat race.
The production company
is the nigga that you learn to hate. Management is your crimey, your lawyer is your liar. And when you're famous for Pope, you set your accountant's office on fire. It's like this, they loan you $1. For you just to break even, they stack 10. When you finally make $1, they profit as Andrew Jackson. When you skinny, they got plenty. The Benjamins, before you see any, they getting G's. Big cheese, no Vaseline, fucking dope MCs. So free, call the police chief, take the seat. Here's everything you better know about the record industry, like a cheat. Labels is doing $300,000 deals. Blowing coke smoke up my ass, but we both know crack kills. Not very many rappers ever see a penny, but double platinum is 2 million units. CDs cost 20.
Too true.
So here's a clue, somebody just made $40 million, and the show wasn't you, nigga.
Music, please.
Music, please. Come on. Between hip-hop and drugs, cause professional athletes, black actors, rappers, and thugs all sleep in the same bed together. Rich niggas only kick it with other black people with cheddar. Same lifestyle, legal or illegal. They be up swinging a three-fuck, getting skied up a peanut, which leads up to this. A high turnover ratio. Groupies turn tricks and be quick to get fellatio. MCs get the pussy and fame. Record execs lost with a corporate car and charge it to the rapper's name. But the label owners make all the real money. Just ask David Geffen, Barry Gordy, Russell, or Puff King. In business, you don't get what you deserve, you get what you negotiate. And everything is renegotiable based on the sales you generate. But hip-hop fans don't buy albums, and then again tend to play a hate. The rapper that went pop, but before this I never knew. Skills don't pay the motherfucking bills, money do, is you stupid? How nice I represent, don't pay rent. The R&B hoe that Doc Theo on the radio, buy your CD though. Rap magazines be screaming and keep it real, but keep the fake on the cover. Full of tennis shoe and clothing advertisements, no wonder. Like Common, I used to love her, now I just fuck her with two rubbers.
Yeah. Music, please.
Thankfully, we've been blessed to use the Magnum.
Extra large.
Yeah.
Mr.
Yeah.
X to the Z.
Rap.
Niggas be riding dick. I ain't gon' name no names. Y'all niggas know y'all be sucking some whack niggas' dick. Y'all support y'all own, you bitch-ass niggas. Fuck y'all.
Holla at these motherfuckers.
I was lyrically hip-hop's top five before two of my niggas died.
What?
Syntax of deep impact, Bruce Willis couldn't survive. Grand Theft, this niggas wasn't loud. I'm throwing monitors off the stage, cause Rakim said, move the crowd. I'm 1 year older, 10 times more determined, partner. A heavy situation like Jocka fucking Chewbacca. Connect the dots, murder by design. Shit on your intellect and fertilize your mind. Pull out your gauge and we can face off like Nicolas Cage. Battle for the second coming to Christ and see whose soul gets saved. One might be your girl, so don't trust her. I tell her like Usher. Girl, I make you wanna leave the clown you with and start a new relationship. Make the bitch take the dick. She ain't the dick too, though. That's Mr. Mafioso Dulo. He bustin' cats at your culo.
Waterproof, baby. You know what I'm saying? That means we can't be wet.
You ain't wet. The waterproof. The waterproof. My style is sex and violence, vocabulary and science, and an uneasy alliance.
Let's toast the bread like the buzz up a flying.
I drink that.
Remy on the rise, the real estate it eventually, son. Reverse the 40 props, the property like century 21. I want the mansion and the yacht and all that shit them rich whack rappers got.
When the ultimatum
like
was
like MGMC woke up with a thoroughbred horse head and they dead. In other words, Teflon ties was Kevlar nuts. The closest I ever been to ass was cigarette butts. Yeah. I'm nice, that's probably why I don't be fucking with Sprite.
Right,
cause thirst is nothing, image is everything on the mic. These days, these days get paid under the table. Pay the most popular producer on the most popular label. Pay for full page ads in the most popular magazine. Now you got the most popular new artist. Guaranteed the air we breathe is thin, better tell her. Then I'ma choke the bitch out at 11:59, reveal the real Cinderella. With two hydrogens, reach my oxygen atom. You can't gather more. Get at him. Anatomically designed to be so long. Fuck a rap song. When I die, I want niggas doing drive-bys with my asses in the car.
No.
R-A-S-H-2-O. Liquefying your assets. Repo your flow even in repo. So straight out of Aruba. Lamping with my booth from Bermuda. Licking Rugas in Cuba. Blowing niggas out the frame. With brass knuckles in the tuba. My new maneuver is scuba. 360 degrees of revenge like Montezuma.
Waterproof. You know what I'm saying? It's like this, man. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers really got it like reach within themselves and pull your spirit out your mind.
Yeah. Episode 500 underway. After all the blood, the sweat, the tears, the grind. Damn it, we on live for episode 500 of Off the Cuff Radio. I'm your host, King Eric, the media assassin, alongside T-Max. With the, this show is sponsored by Cocaine's Buddy Boy Entertainment, Fleetwood and the Cockpickers. Big shout-out to Black Poet from Screwball, Screwball Radio, Comic from Screwball Radio, Jesse's Boutique, Core Financial. I got my host, T-Max, with the facts in the building. What's good, brother?
What's going on, man? It's been a long, long time coming, but we are here, 500. Shout out to our co-hosts there, a lot of Sandman, Lady Chinchilla. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have one of the most legendary lyricists of the left coast. You have MCs and you have rappers. You have writers and you have composers. You have poets and you have philosophers. And you have legends, and then you have artists that shape the paradigm of what it means to be legendarily influential. This man right here we have on tonight is undoubtedly one of the greatest MCs ever to touch a microphone. In almost a 30-year career, this man has distinguished himself as one of the most dopest, most profoundly proficient, academically astute and sharp as a razor blade on the bars and seas that hip-hop has ever had the gift gracing the culture. And we are so honored, so privileged. He is one of our personal favorites. We can't content ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, the uniquely, undoubtedly, unrivaled, Master MC himself, Rascast. What's going on, man?
Oh, wow, man. First of all, King Eric, T-Max, congratulations. 500, like, man, most people can't do anything 50 times. 500 episodes is legendary. So I just want to give you your roses, man. Salute. Now, beloved, thank you for having me.
Dude, we appreciate you, man. I mean, representing C. Arson, that's the city north of Long Beach, right. Southwest of Compton, who is...
Ooh, wait.
You say
sharp. Like you hit me, I was like, I'm sharper than the Puerto Rican lineup. Come on, bro, let's go.
Man, look, dude, dude, I mean, Raz, you have two guys here that have followed you pretty much throughout your whole career. Of course, shout out to your manager, Sister West Coast. Your discography, your history, I mean, you, I mean, your whole legacy of legendary is beyond infinite in terms of what you have accomplished in this game and still is doing at a high level.
Thriving.
Day,
thriving. I am so blessed. Like, I'd be lying to you if sometimes I don't look up and just, I'm like, what am I still doing here? Like, why do I do this? But, like, I love this culture. It changed my life. It saved my life. And I'm a cog in the machine. And I, you know, Pac said I ain't shit without my homeboys. Like, I'm not shit without all the people that believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. And then I look up and I'm like, yeah, I'm still doing this. And, you know, like, it's not about who got the big, it's called rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was able to cultivate a talent, you know, because greater men than me, and now, you know, my job as, you know, as a father, as a veteran in this, to support this craft and this culture. And so I'm just grateful to be a part of this culture, man. Like, in my purest heart, that I'm just grateful to be here, you know, like, and I always share that with people. I'm like, man, Pac don't get to celebrate his 20th anniversary, you know what I mean? Or even younger, you know, brothers, you know what I'm saying? Like, Nipsey, nigga didn't get to see 10 years of his journey. Like, I'm just grateful to be alive. I'm in health and wealth mentally. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to have all the Bentleys, you know, but to be a part of something as divine as what hip, we changed the world, man. We literally, from, you know, from the OGs, the Grandmaster Cazes and the Melly Males to today, man, you know, whoever, to a Kendrick or anybody. It's so many people. I don't want to start naming the names because too many people to name. Their contribution is something that changed the world. At its core, hip-hop regrows brain cells.
I mean, one thing about it, man, is that in terms of having your soul on ice, you've never remained anonymous with the et cetera, the excellence that you have always bought. Nigga, you are one of my favorite MCs ever, so I have followed
you
from the beginning.
Man, T-Mac tell you, man, he be telling me about you all the time, like, yo, he got you in the top five when it comes to straight spitters. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time we have our debates, you got Raz on the top five. I'm saying,
you
man.
Know, it's arguable. It's arguable. Like, look, I am grateful to be in the debate. Like, I can't even name five rappers. I'll go with the Dylon shit before I start naming niggas. I'm like, niggas is fresh. But, I'm competitive. Like, you know, I always say to all my friends, like, I've been saying this for the past 5 or 6 years. I'm like, bro, if you go into a boxing match, you get second place, you're a loser. Nigga, I didn't come into this rap shit to be second to no nigga. I came out here to bar up. And if I didn't feel like I was competitive enough to bar up, I shouldn't be in it. So I'm grateful to even come up in the conversations. I know my peers, you know, but I'm arguably, I won't make you the threat. So I'm always going to pull, you know, if we start going like line for line, I'll be like, nah, dude was in a group. Or so-and-so, you know, people react to, like, who's the most successful. But this ain't called who got the Bentley. This is called rap, nigga. Boxing is called boxing for a reason. I don't care. You could have the biggest contract, but when you get in that ring, get your ass knocked out. You're not the best boxer. So I think for bars, I'm a barist. I'm a lyricist. Arguably, I may not have had to hit records, but my influence, niggas stole bars from me, some of your greatest. I know I'm a bar god. And I didn't come in to be in second place, but neither should my peers. All the homies is cops. Nigga, Royce my brother. You know what I'm saying? Also, gang niggas. My brother, but. And honestly,
well,
half the time, I'm jogging backwards. When I do features with my friends, I'm not taking it out on my homeboys. Like, trust me, I'm a real competitor, but, you know, a lot of this is love of the craft. So I just embrace the journey sometimes to make the song work. Like, I'll play records for my friends. And be like, well, you see what I didn't do? And I'll tell them, like, so if you do this, like, so you see I wrote the melody here? If I was you, this is what you do. Do what I did. Because the best study the best. And then he learns how to do everything the best and do and build upon that. That's what we're all studying with each other. So I'm still studying, man. I'm here to chop everybody's head off. I love to be in the argument and the debate about the greatest, because I tell you what, it don't matter what really down the street say, I know Nas who the fuck I, Nas know me. Kendrick don't, niggas know me. Anybody you name know me and know my name and we'll repeat some bars and same thing, I know them. So I'll repeat it. Like, I know the best. and I'm grateful to just be in that conversation, but it ain't over with yet. This is a one-man sport. I'm here to prove I'm the best, as everybody else should, too. We're going for it. And that's why hip-hop is one of the great, changed my life. It gave me, I'm constantly learning. I'm getting better and better, bro.
And the way you mix it up, too, man, you mix it up with a lot of the newer cats, too. I'm talking about R.J. Payne. You mixing it up with him. We played one of the songs that did with him. And you hold your own with him. Then you mix it up with the Horsemen. Y'all dropped that project this past year, which is dope as hell.
Yes, sir.
It's like,
thank you.
You clicked up with a lot of these guys, man. That keeps your bars sharpened. That keeps your sword sharpened.
You got to be around the best, man. You can't say you're the best if you don't rhyme amongst the best. And me and Payne got an album coming out. Havoc produced the whole album
shit.
For Mobb Deep. So Payne,
okay.
My brother,
okay.
Period. And again, there's two things about rhyming. My brothers, I don't rhyme against my brothers per se. I write my shit and I let my brothers, you can pull it apart. Trust me. So think about the Fight Kid, Karate Kid. You can do all the kung fu you want. If I just figure out the one thing you ain't paid attention to, I win. So with my friends, trust me, if I real barring is get in the room together and you write everything you can write. So with the Horsemen shit, that's how we did it. You sit in this room, we write at the same time, no fixing, you can't fix it. If you get aired out, you get aired out. Now, everything else, like when we're doing records that we send to each other, of course, if I had to put a hook and I had to put a verse, I'm showing you the blueprint of how to rock the record. So a lot of things I build, I'm not building like to go at my friends. I'm building these because we're making these dope records, and I'm asking you to be a part of my vision. So I don't care about, like, if somebody's shining, vice versa, like, if my friend sent me a record and he rhymed on it, I'm analyzing the record. I'll figure out everything he didn't do and do that purpose. I'll do that first. Just, oh, okay, I'll go counter melody. He started on the one. I'll start on the two. Like, there's so many ways to pull up, like, lyrically. And so I'm a student of this craft. That's we are building ill shit because we ill niggas. And I'm so grateful because every time you think you got to figure it out, somebody's going to show you something else you don't know. I'm still catching bars from Rakim, bro. And I know every song, but, like, I know every Rakim song. I forgot what it was, a line that I've been singing a song for fucking 30 years, and I just caught a bar, like, 3 months ago. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, how is this nigga that incredible?
Look at it in terms of the tree that you came from. Because, when you talked about, you know, about how you felt like, you know, at the times you doubted yourself, we got to shout out your man Bob Whitfield, who created Patchwork Studios, specifically because, you know, and went to Stanford, who specifically started it because he believed in you and what you could do. Now, you're not that far removed from, you know, of course, Remain Anonymous and et cetera came out in 1994. I know because I have the Sports magazine that you were featured in the Sure Shot single. So it's like, I mean, you were still coming off of that tree in terms of where hip hop was still in that super lyrical format. You know, Rakim was still, you know, was still current. I mean, you had Nas who was beginning to come into the game, really.
Pac.
Biggie, you know, a pop.
Biggie,
I mean,
Common,
we can't forget OC.
Yeah, man. Those my bigger brothers. So think about that. Even Outkast, they came out like 94, 95. I had a demo. They had albums gunning. So I am such a student. And so those Bob, you know, if I was a junior, they were like
I was a freshman.
They were juniors. They were juniors. No,
right.
And then the seniors was the even pocketing them. They were. Pocking him at that point, 94, you gotta think Wu-Tang, all them Redman, they're not even like the guy. EPMD, it was the seniors, you know what I'm saying? EPMD, NWA, Two Live Crew, like those are seniors, you know, back then. So I can't shit. De La was fucking seniors, you know what I'm saying? So come on, man, come on, Brad Jordan, you kidding me? One of the greatest to ever do it, man. one of the greatest to ever do it.
When you look at hip hop from that era, Rat, in terms of where it was, because we talk a lot about where the game was in terms of where the culture was. In terms of, this is before social media, of course, so this is literally where you are, your skills stand on their own. Now, all these legends were already established when, you know, you came into the game, and when you dropped with Et Cetera and Remain Anonymous, what was that like in terms of the buzz that you immediately got when they was like, okay, this boy's a problem right here, and he's going to be one of the next greats?
Oh, man. So thanks to, you know, even before Bob and arguably more so than, not to take from Bob, Bob put the money there. Curtis, who actually owns Patchworks now, Curtis is my first fan. He actually owns Patchworks, but he is, Bob would take us all as, like, I was a junior. I was a freshman. And Bob was a senior, and he picked me up, you know. But Kirk, they were the football dudes. I'm short. I couldn't play no sports. Kirk is my first fan. He didn't know I was doing music, and then that's why when Bob, you know, went off to college, I'm happy to see my friend shine. And then my friend looked back and was like, you don't rapping, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that was really Kirk that did the advocacy for me, because I didn't know how to tell people, like, this is my passion, this is what I really enjoy doing. If it wasn't for Kirk, I would have disconnected with Bob. I was just happy to, you know, be, you know, I'm hanging with the varsity football team, the basketball team, you know what I'm saying? I went to prom when I was, you know, a freshman, because I'm a popular dude, because my friends are popular. So I'm blessed in that. I didn't know how to tell things, like, yo, I really want to rhyme. Like, I really fuck with, like I feel like I have a contribution. And if it wasn't for, you know, Battle Cat and Wino, they were giving me beats and helping me develop me. And the journey starts from, people got to believe in me, man. Like, no man could build an island by himself. No man could build a civilization by himself. You need the kingdom. So I was just, I'm always grateful to all the amazing people that, even when I didn't know what I wanted to do, or, you know, trying to figure out what I wanted to say and who I was, like, for me, it was surreal, because I didn't believe in myself. It was Curtis, and it was Bob, and it was, you know, with Battle Cat and Wino, that, like, you got a gift. And I didn't recognize that until we really got it. When Rick Rubin started picking me up in a fucking Bentley, bro, coming to Carson, picking me up, I was like, oh, shit, this is for real, huh? Like, I'm actually good at this. I mean, I thought I was good, you know, and, you know, I just wanted, you know, rap changed my perception of the world. Rakim, KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, Nas, Tupac. I wanted to say a rap to them, to, and hopefully that they would say, you're on your way, you're good. Honestly, that was, it was that pure of spirit. That's what I wanted. I wanted to, like, give my mom a CD or record with my face on it, because she always believed in me. You know, moms believe in their sons. You can do anything, you know, whatever. And I wanted those people that changed my life to hear me, and hopefully I could say something that resonated to them. And so once I realized, like, I resonate with, like, Rakim said, I'm dope. Like, not just Kirk, not just Bob. Like, man, that's surreal, man, because I'm a fan first. I'm a student of this. I'm still a student. I would hope that if I was the hottest nigga out right now with all the Bentleys and dating the hottest girls, that I'd be a fan first. Because I'll tell you one thing I do know. Dr. Dre's a fan. Now, I don't know Stan shit. I didn't say a Stan, but a fan. That makes me care about bars. I didn't care about dope beats and bars. And that's dope. They ain't got all the money in the world, but he's still he loves dope shit.
And you know what, man? Check this out real quick, man. I'm gonna let y'all know, man. It's gonna be celebrating episode 500. We got our other co-host, man. I'm happy that you're alive, that you, after what you've been through, man. He's been a very vital part of supporting Off the Cuff Radio, bringing us live guests from New Orleans and Pittsburgh and the East Coast, man. Pittsburgh, Pat, you on the line right now, man. You know, to give Razzcast appreciation. What's good, man?
Great to see you. Yeah, man.
Hello.
Yo, what's up, guys? Yo.
Hey, Pat.
Hello, man. I ain't even really supposed to talk or not right now, yo, but, yo, Brass, I just had to, like, shout you out, man, and just let you know that, you know, I respect you, man. You want the greatest of all time, man. I got to show you the respect, you know what I mean? But, I can't really speak right now. I don't want to fuck the interview up or nothing like that. But, I had to show my respect. Congratulate you guys on episode 500. And, Brass, I appreciate you coming on the show, man. I wish I could actually interview you, man. But, respect.
So, yeah, when it's all said and done, you know, T-Max, can you guys give Pat, his very Pat, you know, my info, my email, or IP is, and yeah, bro. And again, just thanks, brother, for calling in.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you greatly, man. And I just want to let you know, man, you're one of the best ever to me. And I had to call in and just tell you that to your face, man. You know what I mean? So, I respect you, man. Hopefully we can do a real interview together someday, man. But, congratulations on everything, man. And I'm going to let these two take it back. You know, I'm sorry to interrupt the interview or anything, man. But I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, you're good. Pat, you're good. We're happy to have you with us.
For real, Ross. Ross, I see what your kids are doing too, man. And I know where they got it from, you know. So I'm glad they're going viral right now. You know, I mean, the Coast Contra, man. I'm glad they're going viral, and I know where they got it from, man. You're one of the best ever, man. Don't let anybody ever tell you different, man. For real.
Thanks.
The respect I have for you is.
That's my twins and Rio Lowe and Eric Jamal. So salute, man. They going viral. They crushing. And you know, like I'm just that's another surreal part. Like I'm a father that's like who now my sons are becoming their own men. It's surreal to me just to watch my sons be respected by my peers and Pete Rock saying, yo, these niggas fire. I'm like, yo, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he really loves
I mean, I know they got it from you, but, like, they're not, like, little rest casters. Like, they got their own style.
They got it from you, you know.
But, I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to you guys again, Ross. I salute you, man. You are the greatest ever. And I had to just, you know, I had to salute you, man. I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I had the opportunity, man. But for real, you're one of the best ever, man. I hope maybe one day I can actually get an interview with you, man. But I thank everybody on the line. And I salute you guys, man. I'm all right. And, you know, enjoy the interview. Congratulations on 500. And Ras, again, man. Like, you're one of the best ever. Don't let anybody else tell you different, man. For real, you're a king of this shit, man. I mean that.
Peace.
Yep.
All right,
peace, Pat. All right, Pat. You know, shout out to Pittsburgh, Pat, man. One of the stalwart soldiers. Stand up as they come, man. We're so happy to hear his voice, you know, after, you know, situation. We won't get into that on air, but we're just happy he's still with us. And we keep it flowing, you know, like water on the Niagara, wetting it up on
absolutely,
the haters.
Absolutely. I want to shoot this to you. I always want to shoot this to Raz, too, man, about the Soul on Ice joint, man. Now, was that title, was that influenced by the Eldridge Cleaver book?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now, one thing about it, Raz, and you said this, and we cannot disagree at all. When I first heard, because we're going to take, for those that were listening from the beginning of the show, you basically got 20-year history and roughly about 30 minutes in terms of Ras's discography from the beginning to the present to the past. I mean, but of course, we got to start with in earnest what would start your record label journey in terms of when you actually were signed to Priority, which was, of course, Anything Goes. And I remember when I saw you on Rap City back in 1996 when you first, you know, and they interviewed you about it. And I mean, I first heard this. I'm hearing that Al B, sure, your love is Usa. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, okay. And I mean, You know, I mean, over there, there's our Rock Versace sipping DSOP, Hennessy and phone cups. Motorola flips
with illegal
chips. Motorola
flips with illegal chips. Dipping like Tila while somebody mama can make the
money
from FEMA.
5 Series FEMA.
189 horsepower.
I like bitches with dimples and nipples the size of simple
dollars.
And I was, dude, I mean, this was like, and I was instantly a fan after that. And listening to the album, the album was released over 25 years ago, and it still smokes almost half of the shit out today. Lyrically, you were ahead of your time. And when you think about that time period, of course, you know, you had Miami Life. It was on the Substitute soundtrack. Shout out to Tom Barrett and Ernie Hudson as well. You know what I mean? And that was dope. You know, I mean, did you realize at that time of creation what you really, really had in terms of, like, you said that Soul and Ice, and I have believe it's XXL of Source Magazine, when you said that album was the best written album in the past 20 years, because you said you knew what went into it and the bars. Nature of the Threat alone is worth the price of admission. Take us through that creative process of what it was with that album and what you were trying to do with it.
As a fan, again, I bought all these CDs, and then Curtis, you know, like all my friends, we're buying tapes. I don't even think we had CDs. We were buying tapes back then. I'm dating myself, but it is what it is. We got records and tapes. I have a Technic 1200, so I'm buying vinyl. I bought Slick Rick, the Great Adventures of Slick Rick. I went to the record store. They had an advanced copy, and I bought it. I tried to buy, like, I saved my lunch money and would catch a bus just to go try to buy. And they just played the record, like, 4 days before it came out. They had the vinyl. And I was like, I'll just buy the vinyl. I want that shit. I'll give you, like, I didn't even have money like that. I'm like, I need $100. They're like, we can't sell it. But they can play it as promotion. And then I paid it ahead of time. So imagine how much, like, music changed my life. I'm not a music person, naturally. Like, I was not a music person, bro. Like, it was like the rap existed before Razzcast was aware of it. I was just busy out in the streets. I was outside. So it was like kind of like, it was the scene. It was like elevator music to my bullshit as a kid. But when I started hearing, like, Terrace One, You Must Learn, I was like, what the fuck? NWA, fuck the police. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, man, like that shit resonated. It hit me different. And then I started going backwards and relearning all the shit that I had heard I never paid attention to. And so for me to be a part, I started analyzing rap, Ice Cube. I'm like, God damn, this nigga hard. Like, damn it, man, I'm just, you know, geeking out. I'm falling in love with something. Some people fall in love with motorcycles. Some people fall in love with trucks. Some people fall in love with hunting. Some people fall in love with fishing. Some people fall in love with whatever it is that you, it became my passion. And so in making my shit, I had my first, as I analyzed every album, I felt like my first perfect album was Nas. And I remember I'd listen to Nas and I only had one. I used to pick niggas' albums. And Nas's record, first time I heard Illmatic, I was like, yo, this is the greatest thing I ever heard. Production, hooks, everything. I'm like, this shit crazy. And I only had one fix on his album. It's not even a fix. And New York State of Mind is one of the most brilliant rhymes ever. Rappers are lucky, flipping with the funky rhythm I'm depicting, musician. Inflicting compositions of pain. I'm like Scarface, cocaine, holding an M16. Be with a pen, I'm extreme. Bullet holes set in my peepholes. Bullet holes put in my peepholes. I'm suited up in street clothes. Hand me a 9 and
give me a mic and out the peepholes.
No, he said hand me a 9. Nigga on his gangster shit. He said Mike.
Yeah.
Said hand me a 9 and out the peepholes, bro. That's a gangster. This nigga popping his shit. He on some lyrical shit, but that nigga on some murder, death, street shit, which, like, that's the perfect combination. You know what I'm saying? Like, so Nas was my favorite. Like, I couldn't fix his album
in any way. And you know, I hear the audacity of this kid from L.A., from Carson, Watson Carson, to think I should be fixing anybody's shit. Who the fuck am I to do that? But I was just so into the bars and into the like, I'm like,
oh, this call got dropped for a little bit, man, but we getting a lot of
okay.
science, man.
Man,
yeah,
the history,
Raj,
this is out.
Back on for a little bit.
Yeah, man. I mean, King, you know, we're talking to one of the kings, you know, of modern-day hip-hop, you know, the elite MC himself. I mean, but when you hear the passion, the enjoyment, the excitement, you know, of, you know, giving, you know, props to those who came before him, you know, I mean, you know, Ras, you know, came in with a heat rock to begin with. And, I mean, now he's among the greats of whom he studied in terms of how he became one of the greats. I guess we wait for Ras to call back in. I mean, King, what was your impression when you first heard Total Nice?
Oh, man, it was amazing. It was amazing because, you know, you had around that time, out in the left coast, everybody was on that same steelo. So he come from the left field, bringing straight picture painting. He showed that the left had skills. He showed that the left
yeah.
had bars.
You know, and while the West Coast always had dope MCs, that album was so lyrically complex. It was such a layered project in terms of the punchlines, the social observations, and history detailed. That was a record that literally, if you're really a student of hip hop, y'all, you understand how impactful that record was in terms of how it would influence it. Your favorite MC, whether they will admit it or not, that record put niggas on notice in terms of what you had to really measure up to. He literally changed the level of lyricism with that project. You know, there's no two ways about it. You know, but like I said, you know, but of course when I heard Miami Life and, you know, Anything Goes, I was like, man, I was just like, dude, this, and you know, the thing is, people want to complain about the beats, but beats were not the focus. It was about the music, making sure that you were listening, but it was also about the rhymes that went over. The rhymes, when you look at it, it's just unbelievable. Even years later, you're looking at it, and it's like, this guy was ahead of his time.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, going back to what we listened to that album. And people talk about production, but see, people were already spoiled by how, like he was talking about. Hold on, he's back on right now.
Okay.
Back on, brother.
Yeah. I didn't know if you guys could hear me or not.
No, we
yeah,
could. Yeah,
yeah,
we
you
can
good,
hear
man.
Now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you guys heard me, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know where it got muted out at. So I don't know. I guess to answer anything, it was surreal for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But no, go ahead. You're good. Go ahead. Yeah.
Just to answer your question in the short version, it was always mm-hmm. surreal to be able to for these people that were great for me to add my own. You know, my. All the things I studied, all the greats, the Rakims, the KRS-1s, to learn from them, and then to put my perception. I'm a West Coast kid. I'm from LA, and to put my experiences and my analyzation, it's a blessing to be able to, you know, to send that for Big Pun to say you dope, nigga. You know what I'm saying? For Big L to say you dope, nigga. Like for KRS-1, my idol, to say you like us, like you not a rapper, you like. You special. You with us. So I mean, of course that's humbling, bro. Because you know, I didn't come into this. You know, I should have came into it wanting 18 Bentleys. I mean, that's fine. But I really came into it because I love this music. It changed my life. And And so I'm always blessed, like, when people say, like, I listen, like, people say, like, I know teachers in England, professors that use Nature of the Threat to this day to teach curriculum.
We need to get to that right now. We got to get to that.
Need to make a movie off of that alone. You know what I'm saying,
dude? I mean, when you break down the history of it, because a lot of that, when you break it down, he said, the word Greek, the word gym is Greek for naked. This is where adolescent boys were taken and molested. This was accepted because Greek culture was homosexual. Sapphos. It was women were trained on the
island of Lesbos.
On the island of Lesbos. It means lesbian.
It's the word lesbian.
The real mind blown was when you broke it down about, you know, in terms of those who settled Eastern Iran known as Aryans. You know, Raph, how the hell did you put all that together in a fucking rhyme? Because how much research did you have to do that?
So I graduated, actually, Curtin him noticed, I graduated at 16 from high school. I acted like I was everybody's age. I wasn't. So mm-hmm. I'm being Razzcaz already. At 16, I'm Razzcaz. I'm already demos, records, whatever, like we're building. With that record, I took college courses. So I was already soaking it up. I knew I wasn't going to go to college, but I wanted to go. Like, that stuff is not just, like, I didn't go read black people books. I read, like, you can go to college and take, I always tell white people if they get mad at me, I'm like, bro, take history A, or history one, history two. Depends on where you go. It can be history A and history B, and then take physical anthropology and cultural anthropology, and then start taking specific history. Take the history of England, or, you know what I'm saying, or African history, like, Spanish history, like, whatever. But you put them all together, everything starts adding up. So it ain't no, I don't believe in, like, black facts. I believe in facts, bro. I don't care what the, nigga, I just want the truth.
O-tups,
I don't care.
O-tups, listen, it's about facts. It's not black or white. It's facts. So stop
facts.
With the conspiracy bullshit.
Right. A lot of people learn things that make them feel good, but that don't mean it's true. Mm. You understand what I'm saying?
Say it again.
They can rewind it. My grandmother said this. She said, you want to hide someone from a nigga, put it in a book. I literally hide money in books, bro, because I know that's the last place niggas will look. Niggas feel like they allergic to books, and you know that? Like, dumb is not cool. Nigga, the nerds proving that. The Elon Musk and the tech niggas. Nigga, we got to start learning. And all this shit, like, nigga, we harnessed energy. Nigga, we created flight, nigga, submarine. You gotta stop playing with ourselves. And they got you worshiping morality, so it's time to stop. And so for me, I didn't want to do no black facts, bro. I got that shit from the white guys, bro. That's all college information. So all I did was, to answer your question, it took about 2 years. I knew what I wanted. For me, I keep
getting... Yeah, because we knew that was some shit.
1776, 1492. Well, it's a world. So I started from a basic idea. When did shit happen? When did black people lose? If black people with Adam and Eve or whatever the fuck, or we evolved, people came from Africa, when did it go bad? So let's just start from the beginning, and I'll start putting these dates together, and I want to go one by one and figure out what changed from here to there. It's all it is a chronological story of evolution, and I was just trying to figure out when did it go bad for the niggas. And where did we get everybody else?
Now that break in the song, Raz, when it goes to when you break down the origins of Thanksgiving and then you intersplice it with the LAPD, police, that was like, because people really have to listen to the song in terms of understanding the historical observation, the social commentary. Basically, the song is like a 6-minute dirge on why, in terms of American and world, American society, world
and
history,
worldwide.
And yes, and how it all comes together. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just adding on with you. that part was one of the, like, I remember when I put that in there, they was like, why'd you do that? I was like, because, and I said, pan it hard left and pan the other thing hard right, because it's still going on. Nothing's changing. Bro, again, I don't know if y'all heard me, if I muted out. Nature the Threat, Solo Nice, that album, is more truer now than it was back then.
You are not lying. Oh my God. But it's almost like when we listen to Nature of the Threat, man, and when we listen to the highlights of the track, because I loved all of the album, but there were some songs that really stood out to me. Nigga, whoever sequenced that album, and I know you definitely had a say in that, but the way you structured it from beginning to end in terms of opening with On Earth as It Is in Heaven, I mean, then you kind of, you know, and then in the beginning you take it to Marinate, and which is, of course, the party jam, but nigga, that closer, Auto App KO, Order Out of Chaos, man, that was a hell of a...
No, that's me and Bird, bro. That's me and Bird. Like, I we started this journey together. You know, Battle Cat gave him his first beat machine. We made our first demo music together. We got to go buy some more. That's our vision. Like, me and Bird and then Voodoo, like, you know, but my vision. Like, I was like, how do you take the Bible literally? Like that prayer, like on earth as it is in heaven. That's really kind of simple. It's kind of one of them, like, honestly, it's a Rakim thing. It's a Nas thing. It's like taking something that we say all the time, but making it. So what if heaven was earth? What's the Bible? I'm going to make it now. I'm just going to make it today. I ain't never seen an angel or virgin bitches with halos. Well, my secular metaphysical theology is fatal. Because me with a mic cable is a religious experience in itself. I got a message from God. He said, don't even try to fuck with me. Suckers reluctantly carry the cross and uppercuts of Nazareth. I'm hazardous. I speak to the heads and raise the dead like Lazarus. Led the fucking lambs to the slaughter and walked on water when it's frozen. And the crown of thorns, I'm on point like the unicorn in cuneiform. The brain rains a desert storm for 40 days and 39 nights. So my cerebral flows flood the earth with megahertz, and the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. It's citing a biblical verse before I make your melon burst, like that nigga Jules in Pulp Fiction. My salvation is salivation and diction crucifixion. It's a blessing just to live another day, they say, because the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. So my niggas pray five times a day and still carry your tray 5/7 on earth as it is in heaven.
I mean,
it's gangster shit. I'm just trying to tell you, it's bar is gangster shit. It's street shit. It's philosophical. It's religious. It's nothing sacrilegious. I'm just, you know, I'm not preaching to you. I'm saying, like, we fucked up out here, and we God's kids, and what's going on? That's kind of what I'm saying. My niggas pray five times a day and still carry a tray. 5/7 on earth. Like, and I ain't never seen an angel or virgin bitches say those. I haven't to this day.
And then we got to do
That's from God. Don't fuck with me, my nigga. I'll send you to God. It's gangster shit.
The black,
it's real.
That 5% of the black man is God. That's the 5%.
Right. Right.
We got to book in there.
We
got to book in.
Look. I'm sorry, what?
No, I'm saying we got to book in that, because not only did you drop a fire-ass album, but then you dropped this fire-ass remix. I think you remember these lyrics. The waterproof MC, you ain't wetting me.
You ain't wet.
Stop rapping and stop robbing banks. I said it big. Cause see, no matter how much green you make, you never take the avocado. Just another broke for stock.
Another broke for
Tiger Woods. Another part that gave us survival. That's why I'm pissing in y'all crystal bottles. Drink the serene. Brush my teeth with amphetamine. So I can tell the rest of say dope things in between.
Three strikes and five mics. Forever snoring. I want a woman with the body of a whore and a personality like Lauren.
Why we want to be NWA? They want to be NWO. How many years? Fomo.
Like,
how did you get Diamond D for that, man?
Oh, bro. That thanks to Patchwork, bro. Like, I knew Kid. I didn't know Diamond. I'm a big fan of Diamond D. And we had to remix the album. And, Diamond agreed to do it. It was very last minute. Literally, it was like it's crazy. It was like a Wednesday. Diamond was like, I want to remix, you know, Raz's single. I had to fly out. I went on a Friday, and we had to have the record done by Monday. So it was like I went to New York. I flew out. I met Diamond. We went to his house. I didn't even check into a hotel. He just took me to his house. And then I remember he kept fucking with shit. He was upstairs and shit. And then I remember I heard the intro, the scary shit. I remember I ran up the stairs like, nigga, that, I don't know what you going to do, but put that in there, nigga.
And we got to give a shout out to David Axelrod. David Axelrod was a sample for that, too. Rest in peace to David.
Yeah, he lived a thousand years. Do you know because of that record, Axelrod put me on his album? Like, a lot of people sampled David Axelrod. Again, man, it's humbly. Axelrod came and fucked with me. He's like, what you doing is important. And he pulled me, like, you know, Diamond sampled it. I didn't have a vision to sample the record. But he said what I spoke resonated with him. And then I'm on his album, man. You know what I mean? Like, what a hero to me, man. Like, I'm just, you know, this journey has been number, like, Maya Angelou, I was watching her talk about rainbows. And normally, you know, gay shit. It's not. It's rainbows, bro. And she's like, it's so many clouds and so many rainy days, but sometimes the rainbow come out. Some people in your life are rainbow, you know, like some pretty shit can happen out of all this shittiness. And some of them are past and gone. He's a rainbow in my life, man. That man lived a thousand lives in my heart. I will always speak highly of him. And certain brothers in my journey, again, that, you know, hopefully I can be a rainbow in people's lives to help them. You know, maybe under some, you know, whatever mental anguish or dealing with some racism or whatever the fuck that thing is. You know, that's what hip hop did. It helped me change my perspective. I got a longer view. I wrote Nature the Threat to start a dialogue. I didn't want people to agree with me. I wanted niggas to go to school and go prove me wrong. If you don't like it, prove me wrong. Go read the book. Don't tell me your feelings. Fuck how you feel. Go pull out some historical shit and tell me I'm lying.
I mean,
and you know what, man? I was going to mention this too, and talking about you, us as the people, bringing your voice and your vision to different audiences. I'm gonna go ahead and vouch and say that out here in the Carolinas, when you first dropped your second record, was with Assassination, you dropped Waterproof MC.
Yep.
I fought damn tooth and nail to get that Waterproof MC on that mix show. On Saturday night, I damn near had to cut so many people out to get that shit. But I was like, man, you better play this shit, man. This nigga spitting.
Bro, thank you. And shout out to Big Jazz O, nigga. Jay-Z, Jazz O. Nigga, Jazz O produced that. I was living with Jay-Z when I did that record.
Wow.
On everything.
Man.
On everything.
When I first heard Ghetto Fabulous, that was the first single. I mean, obviously because in 96 we heard Dr. Dre on a Been There, Done That, and of course with the video, he had that operatic outro when they cut to the dance scene.
Uh-huh. Yes,
and
sir.
Then I hear that. And then when we find out, because the video itself is of legendary proportions, you on a yacht, Ice-T's doing a cameo at the beginning. I mean...
Back 10 with the sacks. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, this dude, I'm like, I mean, we're excited when we talk about this because this is when, because King and myself, me and my brother, we always talk about how videos were done back then. It's not like the shit, it's so convoluted now, but it's like back in the day, you get these big names in your shit, it's like it meant something like, yo, like these niggas move mountains like goddamn Everest and Kilimanjaro to get these niggas on
right
here.
Yeah, bro. It wasn't no green screen, bro. You had to do that shit. We had to rent the Queen Mary. I mean, I'm blessed, bro. Like, how many people can say I've rented the Queen Mary and Dr. Dre and Ice-T and motherfucking everybody was there. I mean, that's legendary, man. I'm just grateful and it's not over. Like, I'm not dead. Knock on wood, I'm not dead yet. So, I don't know what tomorrow brings. Like, nigga, this shit can go up. Nigga, Coach Concert popping right now. Nigga, we up.
Now, you had, we're going to get to your son. We're going to get to them in terms of, you know, in terms of that legacy. Because we want to talk a little bit about what did you learn about the industry. Because obviously you had two smoking albums. we're not, you know, we know about the issues that happen with Priority. We don't want to get into all the negativity with it, but what did you learn in terms of just how the industry works
I learned a lot of harsh lessons. So I was told by an executive, the vice president, I was too smart for my own good. You never want to hear that.
Yeah, we've been there. We've been there.
Well,
go ahead.
Well,
yeah.
Basically, it's clear you're too smart for your own good. That's like you're a nigger and you better get it together, nigga. Right. So when you hear that, that's the beginning of the end, just so you know. I don't have the trauma anymore or the bitterness. It's just, you know, it's a journey I went through. I learned a lot, man. I learned that some of the people I stood up for, like when they were being bullied or mistreated by the company, were the same people that sold me out. So some people is house niggas, and this industry's fake as fuck. Like people, they don't have loyalty. Everybody just trying to get theirs, and they'll act like we kind of call them like, oh, you a bitch nigga, a real nigga too. Niggas put on like a zip up and act like they a real nigga. Niggas a cut throat piece of shit. But everybody acting like everybody's like, I'm real. I really got to go back. Most of these people won't be there if like I actually, you know. When I came out of prison my first time, I remember I did an interview, whatever magazine, maybe Rolling Stone. And they said, what did you learn? I was like, you know what I learned? I said, I learned that I get along with street people and criminals, like prisoners, much more than I get along with music industry people. I think they're the fakest people ever. I think they all deserve each other because they're fucking weirdos. I don't like rapper people and music industry people. I think they're funny and fake. I'm not fake like that. I happen to really love rap and I love the craft, but I wouldn't, you know, fuck my friends over to try to get some money. And this is what I always share with people. Y'all worship people that made $1 billion. What's the difference between 900 million and a billion?
About it's nothing.
No. 900 million and that means you got 100 million to help somebody. You literally could have helped 100 people be millionaires, but you want to say you're a billionaire. That makes you a bitch. Nigga,
right.
I don't love no
right.
like that. Nigga, y'all worship the wrong shit. You worship fuck boys. Stop worshiping these fuck boys.
And that's
how you worship a nigga with 17 cars? Is he giving them to people around the world that like every fucking, you know, you keep a 3.8 GPA, I'll pay for your fucking college and give you a car. That's a hero. You worshiping niggas. That's the white man shit. Look at my house, nigga. The fuck we like these niggas for? Y'all got the game fucked up. I don't. And what I learned was I don't want to be with these bitch ass niggas. I'm a real soldier for my people. And y'all worshiping the niggas that's leading you to self-destruction. And that's what I've learned in this rap.
And one thing we've learned about it too, Raph, because you're the consummate MC, and we've seen a lot of situations, of course, where some of the, you know, people, you know, of course, we looked at the Drake situation, of course, you know, about his ghostwriting. We've looked at so many artists in terms of how a lot of these artists,
so many
of them. When you look at it, because ghostwriting has been around since ghostwriting has been around. You know, we know people that, you know, we know that there was documented stuff of certain people writing rhymes, and it was okay to a degree. But now we have a lot of these artists out here who are trying to claim that they are putting stuff out, and everybody will say, well, that nigga's spitting. I'm like, yeah, that nigga's spitting somebody else's fucking rhymes. He sure as shit ain't write it, you know?
Right.
So, but it used to be a time, even with that,
it used to be a time like, okay, we understand the Puffies. We understand the Dr. Dre's and the Easy's because, you know, they run the companies.
Right.
But you got to think that, like, considering the top five, they ain't got a team of writers.
Like, come on, bro. I had an analogy for that. You know what I used to say? I still say it. If LeBron came out, right, we all love LeBron or whatever, and then came out.
Right.
And then he keep throwing the ball out of bounds, double dribbling. I don't want the LeBron shoes. Why is he getting the money? But then let's say LeBron come out and a little Mexican nigga jump out of his shoe and get to crossing niggas over, dunking on niggas. I don't want LeBron. He the brand. But fuck him, nigga. I want the Pedros. Nigga, I want the Air Pedros then. Nigga, Pedro.
Pedro Zapato.
if the little Mexican nigga, the nigga getting busy, I'm fucking with him, nigga. Nigga, I'm kidding, nigga. You can't trick me, nigga. Like, these niggas trying to trick niggas now. Like, I got the bars, nigga. Like, no, you and your friends write songs together, bro. And that's cool. But you not me. Nigga, I write, nigga, bar for bar, line for line, nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga. And like, nigga, the Locks, nigga, they all separate niggas, but they write rhymes, nigga.
Yeah.
But you a nigga by yourself? It take 5 of y'all to get a hot verse off? The fuck out of here. You're not playing my sport. Look, I don't expect Michael Jackson to really write Billie Jean. I don't think he was saying Billie Jean ain't his lover. This, you know, the kid is not his son. But, nigga, this is called rap. Nigga, we ain't got to sing and dance, nigga. Just write the rap. Who you are. That's the job. It's called rap. It ain't got, like, Michael Jackson's pop, nigga, and dancing. They got to do all kind of harder shit. I ain't expect Michael Jackson to write the lyrics. But, nigga, all you got to do is write. Nigga, it's called rap. Who are you? So why you rapping if you can't rap, nigga?
What was the
you know what Dr. Dre right. never told you? He never said, I'm the illest bars ever. Dr. Dre, the illest with the bars, and I'll fuck you up, blah, blah, blah. Nigga, Dre, didn't he?
Right.
Forgot about Dre. Oh, da, da, da. And then even Puffy told you, don't worry if I write rhymes, I write text.
I write text.
Come on. I can write that.
Easy said, I write, Ice Cube write rhymes that I say.
Right. That's gangster. But see, them niggas, they didn't run around trying to be fictitious like these other niggas. Like, I'm the hot, I'm the bar god, I'm the, like, bro, what about them other five niggas? You could trick me. No, you could trick the people. You could pay them all $5,000 to make you hot, but you not hot, bro. You a nigga with a whole bunch of niggas. You can't trick me. You not playing my sport, nigga. Again, you the nigga that Pedro jumped out your shoe. I want LeBron. Nigga, I'm LeBron. You a nigga with Pedro in your shoe.
And you know the game. Check this out. This is one thing I noticed that you know that's really suspicious. With a lot of these guys, you notice they don't have no studio sessions.
Right.
You don't have a studio.
Exactly.
Right. They have no studio sessions. And every collab that they do, they nail in the verses.
They don't never want to sit there on the spot. Bro, I've been with Doc. Niggas will tell you, you know what I'm saying? I've been with some of the greatest, bro. Jay don't write rhymes. He write it in his head. You know, but like, you know what I'm saying? He don't physically write raps. I write in paper still. I write in the phone sometimes. But some of these niggas, like, really? Like, what you hide? Nigga, I watched Busta Rhymes write raps, nigga. Watch them and then write rhymes, bro. Like, nigga, what's your secret recipe, nigga? That your secret recipe is you can't write no raps. You got five niggas in there with you. See, you not like
one of them.
You not conversational. Like, I don't even, like we can sit here and name them. I'm not really that interested into it because I don't want to, you know, I mean, what shock?
Understood.
You want to be shocking? Drake ain't writing no raps. Lil Wayne wasn't writing no fucking raps, and he was fucking Kanye. Let's get real. Now stop. Now we can add more. Game don't write no fucking raps like that. Knock it off. Nigga, Pitty was writing them records. Stop it.
And see, the one thing about it is that we've also looked at it too, Raph, because as well, you know, we look at how the game changed over the years and how pretty much the emphasis has been on the image that one can sell.
Right.
We've heard the stuff about Gilly the Kid, of course, going back and forth, you know, with Game. I mean, not Game, Lil Wayne, about how Wayne, he wrote a lot of Wayne stuff.
Right.
When we look at Game, you know, when we look at how Game started from his first album, which is to me still one of the hottest produced albums. I mean, in terms of beats, motherfucking,
I mean,
I'm like, God, oh my
bro,
God. I mean,
it's Illmatic for the West Coast. I mean,
it is.
Think about it. What do you think? Do you think I wouldn't have won it all? Nigga, I got one Diamond D. You think if I had a premiere and a Dr. Dre and a fuck nigga and a fucking nigga Timberland, nigga, that's alley oop, nigga. You give me that? What do you think
is going to happen? That's like having
So hear me out. These niggas crying. You got it all served on a platter and you a bum. Nigga, I got none of that. I had to make it. I had to scrape it out the dirt. Nigga, we started from nothing. And my body worked. I never had those opportunities. I had to pull them little by little, bro. If a nigga would have gave me that kind of alley-oop, niggas is dead. There wouldn't be no rappers out here. Nigga, I would have aired these niggas out. You give me Premier League? Give me fucking Timberland? and a nigga like 50 that's up, I'm going to be the most loyal nigga ever. You kidding me?
When you think about
it. Wait, just hear me out. These niggas crying,
go ahead.
They got it. They got
yeah.
I'm just saying they got it all handed to them, and they crying because they bums. Niggas was bums. Niggas crying when you got everything given to you, and it's niggas that work their ass off. That's a real house nigga mentality. I'm a field nigga, bro. And then you can't recreate the magic, so now you go, it's up there, it's rich. Bitch, you got everything. You had it all.
And I thought,
we had one football, Bob, and we created one of the foundations of hip hop in a, like, Southern hip hop. Gotta thank us, nigga. Patchwork is in Carson, nigga. That's my city. Patchwork really is a neighborhood in Carson, nigga. We helped create Atlanta. Boys with a vision, with a dream, and meanwhile, and nigga, I set the precedent for West Coast lyricists. Are you fucking kidding me? And meanwhile, you take six niggas and got the alley-oop, and you still get the fuck out of here. These niggas don't even deserve to be in my conversation, bro. That's what I'm saying.
And one thing,
different languages. I'm sorry, go ahead, King.
No. The one thing about it is that you've always, we know the passion of which you speak, because rapping is an intimate art. I think that's why for us, we really, really like the idea of hearing bars. Like when you hear Kool G rap, you know Kool G rap is spitting shit. You listen to certain artists, you know Jay-Z wrote their shit because you can study Jay-Z's rhyme scheme, his pattern, how he structures his words. You know, we know Jay-Z wrote D.R.E. for Dre. We know
you
that. It's
it.
Okay.
You can hear it.
Yeah.
But Dre ain't saying, Dre ain't lying to you. He ain't saying, but the illest nigga, you can hear the still. That's some Jay-Z shit. Still, Robert Cactus with a company.
And I'm gonna say this on air. As much as I think Game has dropped dope albums, my thing is, you know, leave Eminem out of this. I'm like, Game, concentrate on what you're doing. Eminem is one of the niggas that put up money for you. Him and Dre gave you that money when you started. And I'm like, now this has turned into, now you want to take shots at the very man that, you know.
No, 50, bro. So again, no Dre, no M, no 50. I mean, why are you disrespecting these people? They gave you a shot at the title, nigga. You kind of can't.
And you know these guys. I'm like, you're friends with these. You're supposed to be friends with these people, and it was just odd to me.
My loyalty would be, I'm grateful. Everything didn't go right. People didn't do everything perfect. I'm grateful to the people that gave me an opportunity. That's ungratefulness, bro. So that's a spirit. Nigga won't never be happy because they need to be the most important person in the room. I'm not that guy like that. That's a lot. It shows that people are sensitive, that they have a hole in their soul and they need to be the center of attention. And when it's not on them, then they act and put on a show. Amber Heard ass nigga. Shit in the bed.
I'm gonna let you know I'm gonna start using that.
I'm just saying. I just made it up, but yeah,
now,
that's what I'm feeling about.
We gotta go a little bit further too, because when we think about what you were doing at that time, I mean, because I'm gonna have to say this on air. I got to get that Apollo Brown album from you because that shit is out of print now, and I went on eBay, and the shit is worth like a whole bunch of fucking money. I'll DM you. We'll talk details of how I can get.
I got one vinyl, bro. Like, I don't know. We got to talk about it. We got to figure it out.
Y'all got to come to the negotiation table, man.
Yeah.
Right.
They did a recent reprint,
but they sold out again. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, because I was on eBay a couple months ago, and that shit was going for, like, I saw a brand new one, I think, CD going for, like, $200. Your Soul on Ice CD, brand new, is going for, like, $150. Rest, you have history that niggas didn't necessarily appreciate as the masses, but in retrospect, in terms of the reappraisal of the dope that you put out there on the block, your shit is through the roof right now. I'm like... I mean,
yeah, love
and
me later.
You're still doing. I mean, when you and Apollo Brown put out, you know, Blasphemy in 2014,
right.
How did that project come together, and did you all know that it was going to be as big as it was?
Honestly, all right, so I'm going to tell you the truth. When I went to prison in 2003, Exhibit's an asshole, and he's like, don't come out Muslim. Like, get the fuck out of here. I'm not going to go. You're like, don't come out Muslim, nigga.
Shout
I'm like, I'll be here. Like, I got like 2 years, bro. He's like, don't be coming out Muslim, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of a sudden you don't want to rap no more. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I'm going to come with a koofy and shit, and I'll be on some brother man shit. I'm like, man, fuck you. So, you know, it's my, you know, my brother, you know, and he like, no, but then you got to do Pac shit, nigga. Pac came out with 100 songs. I'm like, fuck you. I ain't writing no rap. I don't feel inspired. He's like, you got to do 100 songs. So I wrote 100 songs, and then I hit him. I'm like, I'm done. Fuck rap. I don't feel like rapping in here, but I wrote 100 songs. So fast forward 2014. I don't use any of those 100 songs, Stavro.
Okay.
I don't. I get out, and I'm just feeling different. I don't use them. I had an album that I thought when I got out, if my label situation, the fight with Capitol, I thought it'd be over by the time I got out of prison. So now fast forward 2005, I'm still in a lawsuit with these niggas. I told Exhibit the name of this album. He's like, nigga. I'm like, when I get out, I should be free from the label situation, and then I'm putting out this album. This will be the name of the album. He's like, nigga, that's fucking crazy. Does not happen. Fast forward, I didn't get out of until 2012. So I was in litigation for like 10 years, bro. Just to get
fired.
That's why I be trying to explain to people, like, this ain't big boys, are, you know, the big dollars, they'd rather kill you
this
and drain
shit ain't
you
for
before
the
ever admit.
This shit ain't for the weed.
Oh, yeah, not at all. So what you like, I be trying to tell niggas, you trying to get signed, nigga? You think I was just trying to get fired, nigga? Who fights you for 10 years to get fired? Like these niggas
like
don't
that.
Get it. They ain't never seen what I've been through. I'm like, nigga, y'all
He's
niggas.
He's like, you try to get signed, I try to get fired.
Yeah, I'm like, y'all niggas thirsty, my nigga. I'm like, bro, I'm telling you, the water, nigga, they shit in the pool. You don't want to drink the water, bro. Trust me. Nigga, like, I just want to fucking drink and get in the water. It's like, no, bro, you don't want to drink the water. Trust me, bro. I'm trying to get out of the water, bro. It's not good water over here, bro. There's mad poop in this pool. Niggas been pissing in this pool. You don't want to drink this water. Trust me. So, keep it up. So, long story short, when Apollo sends me the beats, I start writing these rhymes, and I record, like, I forgot. I feel like he sent me, like, 4 beats. No, I think he sent me 3 at a time. Crazy thing is, 3 for 3. He did that twice. All 3 I record. I like all 3. I'm like, goddamn. So I write all 3 twice. I don't tell him that. But I'm like, fuck, it should resonate with me. And when I looked up at it, I was like, fuck, that's what's happening. I was writing the album title that I told Exhibit about in 2002. I was writing How to Kill God. That's really the name of the Blasphemy album. The album was really supposed to be called How to Kill God. But because white people associate God with the white Jesus, iTunes said, we'll never put that out. You can't say, but if I said How to Kill Allah, How to Kill Jehovah, it'd be okay. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
So Blasphemy.
Religious semantics,
song,
but
the real, because the connotation of God implies white Jesus, so they weren't okay with that. They're like, well, we'll trick them. We'll call it Blasphemy. Thinking the first song is How to Kill God anyway. It doesn't matter. Fuck y'all niggas. We're going to go. But
what you talked about on Nature of the Threat?
Well, so it just showed their hypocrisy. You know,
right.
The hypocrisy of Western civilization, white people, they're fucking assholes. And when it feels like it's disrespectful to them, nigga, how many monkey and fucking, you know, Chuck Norris beat up a whole bunch of fucking greasy black niggas with Jerry curls in every fucking movie? You know what I'm saying? Just no fucking self-awareness of humility. Like, well, all you do is demean everybody else. But anything that might be a fun, that's why white people freak out the Karen. You can't do that here, bitch. If I'm wearing a mask, you don't want to wear a mask, bitch. Why are you coughing on me, though? Like, why are you doing that part? So that, well, my point is that. Anyway, I was writing How to Kill God. I figured that out. Oh, can I do a shot? I'll take a shot at the Q. Thank you, bro. And
So I didn't tell Apollo, but I figured it out. I was like, fuck, I'm writing How to Kill God. So when Apollo flew in, I was like, yo, fuck it, bro, here. I played him the same song. He's like, yo, he's crazy. Let's finish the album. He came, and then, you know, he knocked out the rest of them. But then I just pulled out the notebook. So all the How to Kill God and all them records, like 60% of that record I wrote when I was in prison in 2003. Just so you know. I'm different than these niggas, bro. I'm different. There's no, bro, I've been jogging backwards on niggas since Solo Nights.
I mean, like you said, what do you call a, what do you call a million rappers? Million hairs, a receding
hairline.
Niggas
bro.
Was retreating. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Million rappers walking backwards. So,
yeah.
Just so you know, I do shit that niggas can't do, but then, you know, people give, you know, whoever, no disrespect. But, you know, I just feel like, wow, y'all credit so-and-so? Credit so-and-so? I think I wrote a song called White Power on Solo Nights 2. Solo Nights 2 is brilliant.
Yes, I have it.
Yeah, nigga, Coast Contra on there. Raz and Taj on that. Well, Taj is on the record. You know what I'm saying? But bro, I'm like brilliant. And just because I'm not as popular, niggas overlook it. Trust me, your favorite rappers be checking. Niggas know. Niggas like, God damn, he does pull it again. Nigga, they just don't know this nigga Raz. Nigga, Keith Murray told me that a long time ago. Thank you, King. Keith Murray was like, Raz, you... And just Keith Murray, that nigga said, Raz, you 20 years ahead of your time, bro. They'll never figure out what you've been on. And that's for my own kind. Other MCs have told me that.
I mean, nigga, you're like LeBron James. Niggas just picking up
Solo Nights, and then they act like, no disrespect to my peers, but, nigga, what bar is any of these niggas setting that I ain't broke already? Look, no disrespect to none of my peers, bro. But Evie Karras once say, I can't write Nature the Threat. You think J. Cole or Kendrick, what nigga you think you got that can rhyme like me? You don't got one. You don't, bro.
And that's what makes it beautiful because you all are dope, but you all have individual styles. I mean, nigga, to me, like, you're LeBron. It's like watching Bronny Jr. and he's continuing a legacy. Coast Contra,
right.
The genes of genius that you imparted to your sons and that dope DNA of how they become A-grade rhyme spitters. I mean, as a father,
yeah.
I know you have to just be overjoyed like Stevie.
Oh, man.
You know, and
that shit's real.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I'm a father, so I'm biased. I love all those dudes, man. They just good. I know they heart. They good people. So, first of all, I didn't want them to rhyme. Did you see the shit I've been through? I just told you it took me 10 years to get fired. You think I want that for my kids? Never in life.
Right.
I wanted a fucking doctor. No, I wanted an accountant and I wanted a judge. That way we could fuck up. When we fuck up, somebody get us out of the jail and then know how to fucking steal money. That's what I wanted. My plan, accountant and a judge, nigga. We gonna get this money and when we shoot niggas, we gonna get away with it. That's my plan. That was the plan, bro. Never get it fucked up. My sister a lawyer. That's the plan, bro. But when I wanted to do my thing, when I found my passion, because Raz and Taj was, you know, they're taller than me, and they loved basketball. And they loved Slim Shady. You know, it was dope, bro, when they was six or something, bro. It was great that I was on tour with them. To bring them backstage and performing, I got them niggas on. Niggas, their favorite rapper was Raz Taz, their dad, and then Shim Shady, when they couldn't even pronounce it. Dad, Shim Shady, that bad, dad. Like, nigga, come on. You know, Snoop, whatever. So they've been born in this, you know, Uncle Exhibit. So it's a journey. But I'm biased. I don't know if they're good or not because it sounds dope to me, but I'm a dad. I think about when I do shitty pictures and my mom said it was good. That's who I am. You know, I adore those dudes. It took my friends telling me, well, once they told me we want to do this music shit, like we really fuck with these bars, I'm like, really? And I was like, in my mind, I was like, no, accountants are cool, nigga. You be a lawyer, you're an accountant, and then you get paid all the time, and like, this rap shit be up down. I don't want that for you. I ain't got Puff money. I couldn't put them on like that and give them the easiest opportunity ever. I'm still fighting out here. So I didn't want that for them, but it would have been impossible. It would have been hypocritical of me to deny them and not support them. I went for my dream, and if this was their dream, I had to support it. And we did that. And now watching them really
resonate with my own peers and my friends, now I know, you know, so that's a real, it's a blessing for, like, Quan, like, yo, this nigga's crazy, bro. Will I am, he's like, yo, the niggas, I'm like, they're nice, huh? I thought, like, for me, I'm biased, so I'm like, I don't know, I thought they was nice, but I thought maybe I'm dead, but they trust, right? And he's like, no, the niggas for real, nigga. I'm like, nice, okay, great, 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 great. And that's amazing, bro, you know. Pun's son, Chris Rivers, bro.
Chris Rivers. Yeah, he's full flamethrower.
It's that same type of thing. And now his father's gone, but his father was such a genuinely nice dude to me. I was a young boy. And again,
John Blaze.
Never fucked
John Blaze video shoot. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. But many times, times before that and after that, bro, Pun fucked with me and showed me so much love, bro. And so about 3 years ago, whatever, we was in New York. It was a fucking, it was Quali and Styles had a show. Styles too from the lot. We all upstairs, and I remember I just told her, like, we had a time where, you know, this nigga's going downstairs. I was like, yo, Chris, let me just tell you something on some real shit as I've observed you. Your father was such a fucking good guy to me. And I watched you be your own man. You ain't trying to be your pops. You trying to be you. But, like, integrity-wise, man, I just have to tell you, like, he's got to be smiling looking at you. Shine. You an ill nigga. And, you know, how your father treated me, I just need you to know, I'm always of service. If you ever need me, bro, you my little homie. But even more than that, your father was a big brother to me, and I love you like that, bro. I know we ain't tight like that, but you my guy.
That's what it is.
I will always be there for you because your father was so impactful and such a gentleman to me. So watching my sons go through that, my friends are being that to my sons. That's just amazing. Nigga, Dave Chappelle. I mean, that's what hip-hop gave me. Nigga, I got a community. I got a family. Mexican, black, white, New York, Yonkers, nigga, whatever. We got homies around this world, nigga, off this culture. And then and protecting my little niggas. Like, I got a million brothers now, niggas, through this culture, through the cloth. You know what I'm saying? That's a blessing. I got a million sisters. This kid, talking to y'all, bro. People that supported me from day one. Come on, man. This shit crazy. Mm-hmm. This is the best shit ever, nigga. Hip hop is the best thing ever, bro. This is my religion. I ain't gonna lie.
Dude, but for us, this is King's baby that he started. I was blessed to come on with it 5 years ago. You are in a long line of legends that we grew up. This is huge for us. We grew up listening to you. We respect you. We love the contributions you have given and are still giving, the wisdom, the savvy, you know, the insight, the intellect, you know.
Thank you, King.
You have given so much. You have imparted so much wisdom to us that it has helped us become better students of the art, for which we are children of the culture, but you have been one of the new wave teachers. I mean, I and it's not us being the old men screaming at the sky, but I was like, our generation, you were part of. You helped mold us into being the men in terms of carrying on tradition in a journalistic fashion that we have been entrusted with.
Thank you.
We hope we have maintained the highest standards. Raz, we can't thank you enough for what you have given
thank
us.
Thank you, guys, man, and salute. You know, salute to, you know, again, too many to name. It's so many, you know, and then I get on my MC shit, let alone all the producers, the craft, the culture, man. This culture, it's a beautiful thing, man. And, again, you guys, your roses, 500 episodes is a milestone, man. I hope to be here for the 1,000. I hope to be around for the 5,000. Get that syndication.
Nigga, you can come in for 501.
I'm down, man. I just, you know, we gotta give, we like us supporting each other. We and this culture, it changed the world, man. I've been around this world more, like Rap Assassination. I've been around the world once. I did Beyonce twice. I've been around the world a couple of times, bro. This hip-hop shit, game changer, changed everything. It changed rock and roll. We changed every form of music. Nigga Madonna started to justify my love. She used the Public Enemy song. Bro, game changing, bro. This culture is the shit. And I just want to impart one thing before I get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Stop letting the – don't be reactive to what America lies to you about. So I'm going to share this with you.
Mm-hmm.
The second biggest market for rap music, second and third, do you know what they are?
Europe
well,
is one.
Europe
is one.
Well, no,
that's
the whole,
yeah.
That's a whole place. No, no. You can't do – you got to do country. Europe is not – that's not country. That's a whole continent. What's the
– Okay, got you.
What's the two
Germany?
Biggest countries? You got one. What's the next one?
Japan?
No. But you – okay. What? So America, the first buyer of support of rap music. Second is Germany. Third is France. Now, America America don't buy hip-hop. They buy trap niggas and mumble rap niggas. So guess who really buys hip-hop? Germany.
France and Germany, yeah.
That's who's buying hip-hop. You go to Australia, bro, doing show, fucking, 500 people. But I'm not talking about a gang of old niggas and a sausage fest. I'm talking about hot girls, niggas, pretty, niggas, dope, pretty, 21-year-old hot chicks. Like, I like bars. This is like, I like bars. Like, I don't want to hear that mumble shit. New niggas, like, we raising our niggas to emulate this monkey shit. Meanwhile, thank God Razzle Times ain't on that fucking bird shit. If my sons was on some, nigga, they told me a couple of niggas. I'm like, nigga, that shit corny, bro. I'm like, man, don't come over here trying to trick me into thinking this nigga dope. Nigga, that shit whack, bro. And that's because I'm out of touch, bro. I'm not out of touch, my nigga. I'm actually a nigga that, nigga, I be with the niggas you talk about. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not a hater. I'm a congratulator, but some of that shit whack. You got to call a spade. Some of that shit trash. Like,
it
bro.
Is.
I don't even know what this nigga said. Like, this nigga repeating the same thing like 17 times. I get it. A hook is a hook. But I thought the verse was called rap. It's a, I'm good. Thank you, King. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. So, for me, we have to stop getting tricked by America. And we got to start building our people into supporting dope music. I call it contempop now. So, what these niggas doing ain't rap. If you not rapping, it ain't rap. You singing, nigga. That should be swap. What are y'all doing? You sing rap, nigga. I don't know what that shit is. Nigga, I'm more auto-tune, and you emo. Like, you emotional. And niggas be like, I don't know if I'm a boy or a girl. I don't know. Niggas are like, come on, bro. Niggas be rapping about... Niggas just rap about selling the dope. These niggas rap about being addicted to the dope. What kind of shit are you on?
Different.
They ain't even rap from the perspective of being the fiend. They basically being the fiend.
Right. Right.
And
nigga, Rakim was a microphone fiend. These niggas like, I can't feel my face. I'm going to cry if I don't get some more drugs. Get out of here,
Where do you
bro.
Think it started changing? Where do you think it started changing? Where do you think the whole shift started in terms of where?
I don't blame any place. Outkast is dope. Nigga, T.I. can rap his ass off. Ludacris can rhyme, bro. When they figured out that they could create a model of what was successful, you got to remember, think about rap prior to the internet. That's really
right.
The internet fucked the industry up. They fucked their model up for a minute. But it created, so back in the day, I called rap the nigga news. I was like, nigga, I don't know why Kim and the nigga said, I'm God, I'm Catholic, nigga. So I love Rakim, but I'm like, I can't say God. So in my brain, I was like, oh, some New York shit, like G-O-H, I don't know. It's some New York shit, I don't know what them niggas talking about. Nigga, I got knowledge of self, though, nigga. I'm like, yeah, God, nigga. Nigga, just the God, nigga. But it took time for that shit to matriculate down. Does that make sense? All of a sudden, with the internet, you could become, even if you a buster nigga in your neighborhood, you could be from fucking Central Islip and become the hottest nigga in Compton because nigga like your video. You out. You can't even get out of Central Islip. You can't even get the Long Island, nigga, out of Long Island, nigga. You can't get the JFK. You a buster. You get your ass whipped. Niggas could turn into whoever they wanted to be really fast. And that's what you got to remember. That shit happened with the Bieber. The Bieber dope. Justin Bieber dope. But guess what? He was already signed. They made him look like he went viral off the internet. They spent money and made him look like he was some underground dude. well, white boys with the power, they gonna trick you. And that's what happened. They can control the narrative. And then the only way to get on, how do I get the World Star? I got to beef with somebody. I got to go clap a nigga to get on World Star. They're not putting me on if I'm talking about some positive shit. I got to go have a gang of bitches or throw a whole bunch of money up at a strip club or clap a nigga out, bro. That's what's trending.
That's a struggle.
What's the algorithm?
That's a struggle, that's a struggle that we also deal with content creators. It's like, oh, so we got to beef with other platforms to get those.
Right. And you trying to get people attention, like, I keep saying it. Nigga, it's hard to sell hope. Niggas like hearing, I'm a dirty bitch, I'm a bitch, and suck my dick, and I'm a bitch, I'm a faggot, and I'm a bitch, nigga. And whatever, nigga, kills all the niggas all the time. Nigga, let's talk about this revolution, nigga. Niggas don't want to hear that, but you talk about killing your own, you up. I don't understand my people. So we're wired fucked up. We're wired. They got the wiring fucked up, and we have responded to the stimulus that they created. Don't want to hear positive shit. That's pussy. But robbing niggas, popping niggas that you looked at me wrong, so I shot his mama. That's your whole illness. Even in the battle rap, niggas all gun bars. Nigga, how many times you shoot a nigga? So when my 3D lines up with my brothers, like, come on, my nigga. How many times you shoot a nigga, cuz? Like, niggas be
like,
playing with
gun,
it. I'm a spade to spade. I am the elephant whisperer. I see all the elephants in the room, nigga. Battle rap is gun bars.
You were saying this back on the end of Waterproof or H2O. I mean, you were saying that at the end in terms of, you know,
right.
It ain't popping up unless you got a nigga shooting niggas. He's like, all the
right.
Bitches decide you're like, niggas don't want you. You wanted this pussy all day. What part of the game is that? You know?
Right. Nigga, I'm going
to go back to
more
peace and love.
You can't win with peace and love until you got to be on. So now Jay-Z can talk about peace. I should have bought a fucking, you know. It's like, I should have bought Dumbo. I was a Dumbo. Yeah, nigga, that's easy for you to say, nigga.
But I think
nigga, some niggas just trying to pay their rent.
You got $1 billion. You control
right.
The whole playing field now.
Right.
Yeah.
You can create the platform. You talk about paintings that we can, nigga. How many niggas can afford a painting as an investment?
Yeah. I mean, but that's why I think we like niggas. Yeah,
no,
I think that's why we like niggas.
Niggas is talking at you, bro. Same thing,
yeah.
But stimulus. Jay's one of my favorites, bro. And I'm gonna have to get out of here, but I'm gonna leave y'all on this note.
Okay.
Jay-Z's one of my favorites. My favorite rapper is KRS-One. My favorite
right
lyricist, probably. We made the first perfect album. Let me give Nasir that. So, but my favorite. My favorite succeeder is Jay. Jay, like, you know, Jazzo, we were talking about the Waterproof MC, Jazzo produced that. So you know who Jazzo is, and you understand why Jay-Z, Sean Carter became Jay-Z because of Jazzo. So everything will always make sense.
Yeah, Jazzo's one.
There's a rhyme
to
every, there's a reason
to
every rhyme,
yeah.
Bro. Period. So one thing I watched Jay do, is I've never seen a nigga tell you the magic trick and nigga still fall for the magic trick in rap. Jay told everybody the magic trick. That's why I give it to him. I'm like, God, this nigga's a real nigga, bro. Like, Jay-Z told you, for all you guys listening, go look up the word rhetoric. Go right now. I want you to go define the word rhetoric. In general, I'm going to try to define it and paraphrase the definition. Rhetoric is just things you say. It's a slogan. It's not necessarily true. It's just something you say. Fight the power. Don't hate on me or whatever the fuck. Things are looking good. Rhetoric. Jay-Z said, I'm selling rich nigga rhetoric. Jay-Z told you the magic trick. He didn't say he was rich.
He
said,
but
he said
something that would give that illusion.
Rich nigga. No. He said, I'm going to talk like a rich nigga, and y'all made him a billionaire.
Right. He was selling that. Yeah. Because it's all about the – it was part of – I think that's why when we look at it, Raps, because you know you got to go buy a good one at it, too. But I think that's why with Cash Money, why they had that extent like they did. It was the bling era that was so over the top that it was like,
right.
Man. Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's what everybody aspired to. Even with Rick Ross.
Everybody ascribes to success. But, you know, but think about it. You know, 4.0, what's the difference between 4.0 and 4.6? 30, 40 grand cocksucker beat it. Like, nigga, most niggas don't got a Range Rover. Niggas don't drive in New York like that, Brooklyn niggas. Like, that nigga's done it. Magic trick, bro. I can only aspire to do 10% of the magic trick of Jay. I'm trying to sell you hope, love, knowledge of self. It's been a hard sell, I'm not going to lie. It's really hard.
We bought it, though. We bought it, and we know it's real. That's the main thing. We bought it, and we know it's genuine.
Right.
And we're going to keep buying it.
Well, thank you, man. And thank you for this platform. Again, man, you know, happy 500. And let's do it again, man. Let's do it, bro. And shout out to Pittsburgh Pat. If you want to lock me in with him, brother, we can rock and roll again. You know, I'll do an interview with him. But anytime y'all need me, man, I'm here, man. I really appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you, too, man. Off the Cuff loves you, Raz. We thank you. Thanks to Sissy West Coast again. And, Raz, this ain't going to be the last time we have you on, man. So we're definitely going to get a part two.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right.
Salud.
Salud.
Oh, yo, do me a favor. I have one request.
Sure.
Play Impossible Dream. It's the song that didn't make it to the Blasphemy album, but it's me, Sean Price, produced by Apollo Brown, and actually Ruckus on the record and Blue, my stupid cousin. So they all say shit on the record, but Recipe Sean P. And, you know, it's one of my favorite songs. Dream the Impossible Dream, Sean P. Recipe. Shout out to the Cephalos, Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying, C. Arson. Wherever you at, it's all hip-hop. We love you.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Peace.
Definitely. Peace. Thank you again, Raz. King, take us out of here.
Yeah, on that note, we up out of here. Catch y'all this Sunday and Monday night.
Yeah. We out. Peace.